After last week's attack in Norway, the European Union's Criminal Intelligence Agency, Europol, said it would set up a team of experts to investigate non-Islamist threats in Scandinavian countries. It said that task force may in the future stretch to a larger range of European nations. Blanka Kalinikova, a Europe analyst at IHS Global Insight in London, says expanding the focus of security reviews may be useful.
It can be said that maybe there is a feel that Islamic or the threat of Islamic extremism was recently in the center of the attention. And maybe other forms of extremism, like this far-right extremism, have somehow slipped from the radar of security agencies.
In a report this year, Europol said there were no European right-wing terror attacks in 2010. It said extreme left-wing groups carried out 45 attacks. The overall view was that right-wing groups didn't have cohesion or public support, but it did say those on the right were increasingly active on the web. Kalinikova says right-wing groups are becoming more professional.
There will be always sympathizers of this ideology, and some recent reports also suggest that these far-right groups are getting more sophisticated. So, yes, indeed, there is a level of threat which these groups could pose.
Anders Behring Breivik has admitted to carrying out a deadly bomb attack in downtown Oslo and shooting dead dozens more on a nearby island. Before carrying out the attack on July 22nd, Breivik appears to have posted a 1,500-page manifesto online. Political experts have told VOA that the views expressed are consistent with many on the extreme right. One of his main grievances appears to be against Muslim immigration to Europe. Police in Norway say they believe he acted alone, although they are investigating his claim to have links with other cells. Nigel Ingster is director of transnational threats and political risk at the International Institute for Strategic Studies in Britain. He says Islamic terrorism is the most serious threat to European security and is more difficult to trace. He says right-wing extremists are relatively easy to track. For that reason, he says, at least in Britain, it's a job for the police rather than the security services.
These groups are not that difficult a security challenge. They're relatively easy to infiltrate and don't require the sophisticated high-end techniques that the security service would typically deploy. So I think that's fair enough.
He says in Britain, the threat posed by the extreme right normally doesn't come in the form of a major terror attack.
I think most of the violence that we have seen from extreme right-wing groups has been of a more, if you will, casual street variety, targeted against demonstrations by immigrant groups or simple attacks on immigrants.
Some British mosques say they're boosting their security following the attack in Norway. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.